Good afternoon. You're listening to KFSK News for Wednesday, July 1st. I'm Taylor Heckert. JAG Ketchikan landed a nearly $100 million federal contract this month that will expand operations at the local shipyard. The contract is from the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, or NOAA, to fund upgrades to the Henry B. Bigelow ship, a fisheries research vessel. While JAG operates the shipyard, it's owned by a state-owned corporation, which expects the project to bring more jobs to Ketchikan. Since JAG Marine Group took over the shipyard last September, employment has increased from 20 to around 150 workers. JAG expects the project will lead to longer-term, year-round employment, rather than seasonal maintenance work for the Alaska Marine Highway System. Ketchikan Mayor Bob Sievertson supports the project. He said in a statement, quote, "The continued growth of work at the Ketchikan shipyard needs more family-supporting jobs, more opportunities for young people to enter the trades, and a stronger economic foundation for our community in Southeast Alaska," end quote. The project comes as JAG Marine Group has been in talks with the borough of Wrangell about building a shipyard there. Earlier this year, the city and borough signed a 3-year lease agreement with JAG to begin construction of a large-scale vessel shipyard. It's expected to be the biggest in the region and serve as an overflow of the Ketchikan shipyard. Wrangell Borough Manager Mason Villarma has said the biggest challenge in making that successful will be securing enough housing to support the new jobs. But he expects it will bring an increase in population and in the local economy if they can pull it off. The contract between NOAA and JAG Ketchikan is just under 3 years and ends in April 2029. Many people in small communities on Prince of Wales Island rely on hunting for subsistence, and staff at one school district want to make sure they do it safely by making hunters' education a part of the curriculum. KRBD's Sydney Dauphiné went to the students' end-of-year field test and has this story.
It's a cloudy morning at the Prince of Wales Shooting Club.
Range hot!
Emma Garrison, a ninth grader from Thorne Bay, is trying to keep her gun steady.
Oh my gosh.
She and 8 other students, all armed with rifles and safety gear, line up on yoga mats under a 3-sided shelter. She's been taking the Hunter's Ed class all semester. Today, she's putting her studying to the test.
I was really nervous. Yesterday was the first day I've ever shot a gun, so.
There are over 30 students from the Southeast Island School District taking their Hunter's Ed certification field test today. If the students pass, they get Hunter's Ed certified. This was the first year the district incorporated Hunter's education into the curriculum, with a goal to get every student from 6th to 12th grade certified. The certification, which is through the State Department of Fish and Game, is required for most Alaskans to legally hunt. And in many smaller Prince of Wales Island communities, hunting is a key part of the lifestyle. The Southeast Island School District is spread out, with under 150 students in 7 remote schools across Prince of Wales and Baranoff Islands. But all the students at the shooting club today have spent the last semester taking the course. Ellen Hannon is a retired teacher and a volunteer with Fish and Game. She's been teaching Hunter's Ed in Southeast Alaska for 25 years.
Raise your hand again. How many people have shot before? Anytime, anywhere, anything.
Most of the students raise their hands. Hannon says that's why the class is so important. She knows many of these students are around guns from a young age, and she wants them to be safe. The number one rule is to always treat guns as if they are loaded. Hannon helps the students hold and load their guns, shooting targets in 4 positions, laying down, kneeling, sitting, and standing.
So what you've got to do is you got to get 4 out of 5 shots in a 2-inch circle. That means it touches it anywhere. These guns are
down towards the clubhouse. Students are taking a walk through the forest. It's part of the field test to identify cardboard animals and discern when, how, and if it's ethical to shoot them. One of the students is Wyatt Farr, an 8th grader from Kaufman Cove. He's been hunting with his family for years.
I like being outdoors and like actually doing things instead of just like sitting there playing video games.
Farr likes to hunt deer, grouse, and wants to hunt bears soon. He says his favorite part is enjoying the meat that he's processed. But he also likes how calm and quiet it is in the outdoors. The course also includes basic survival skills, wildlife conservation, and respect for other hunters. That's part of what Farr likes about it.
So there's not like just like clueless people going out, walking in the woods and like getting hurt and stuff. And also like teaching the generations to come how to like properly do things.
Each school teaches the class a little differently. Melissa Doherty, a teacher at Thorne Bay with a background in biology, designed the curriculum so it blends with broader outdoor education. She knows the outdoors are a big part of her students' lives, and she wants them to be aware of their surroundings. She says killing an animal is a serious thing, and she wants her students to be thoughtful and observant when they're out in nature.
I think it's really important to spend time thinking about how you fit into your environment and gaining an appreciation for the world around you.
At the end of the day, every student passed their Hunter's Ed field test and received their signed certificate, which is valid for life. Reporting in Craig, I'm Sydney Dauphine.
Carl Hagerman has officially retired from the Petersburg Borough after 33 years of service. Hagerman held various roles over the course of his career, from water and wastewater to public works to power and light, overseeing it all. Born and raised in Petersburg, Hagerman's deep connection to the town was the heart of his decades-long public service. He says he has no plans for retirement other than relaxing and maybe heading somewhere warm during Petersburg's chillier months. Hagerman sat down with KFSK's Olivia Rose before his last day of work and shared his experience working for the borough, starting back when it was still a city. He says it feels satisfying to have dedicated so much time to doing beneficial things for his hometown.
It was a strange realization for me when I first started with the city, because you grow up hearing about the city this, the city that. Why doesn't the city do this? And then when I was working for the city, I had this epiphany that, hey, I'm the city. I'm the guy that's supposed to do that, you know?
Let's delve into that a little bit. So you said that you started with, I guess it was the then city of Petersburg.
Yes, back in 1992, I was able to get a job working for the Water and Wastewater Department, and it led to some really good opportunities for me.
How did that propel your career into utility director, you know?
The Water and Wastewater Superintendent at that time had an opportunity to become the public works director, and they needed operations supervisors at the treatment plants. And a very good friend of mine, Stephen Smith, was the operations supervisor. Unfortunately, he passed away in a automobile accident in the wintertime here on the island. And that tragedy, I really didn't know what I was going to do. But when you know somebody is going to be relying on you to get something done, you don't walk away from that. You ask questions and get up to speed, and then you move forward. And I wouldn't say I was entirely ready to do all that when we lost Steve, but it helped me to grow and to realize a role, you know, for my community that I'd never really thought of for myself.
It sounds like a story of growth through loss as well.
Yeah. So I was able to step up into that position. And from that point forward, I just started learning more and more about what you do, you know, when you work for a municipality. In 2001, I was able to get a promotion to be the public works director. I did that job 17, 18 years. And then I became the utilities director, and I was still managing the water and wastewater departments while also overseeing the electric division. And that was quite a challenge, but at that point in my career, it was refreshing as well.
How about the advice side of it all? Any pieces of advice that have stuck with you?
When times get tough or you're faced with a difficult situation or question, you can look at it the same way as if you're downhill skiing. You have a choice. You can sit down, you know, and take a break, or you can lean into your skis and take control of the situation. And when there's a tough situation that has come up, if I address it, you know, the answer becomes clearer, quicker. The work is still going to be there, whether you do it now or later. So let's do it now. Let's come in every day and crack your knuckles and knock it out.
So what I'm hearing from you and your career is that it's been very like efficiency driven, getting stuff done, and that is something that you liked to do. So let's talk about the things that you've done.
Sure.
You've had a hand in many, many projects during your career.
Yeah, I think it's been about 75 projects that I've been involved in one way or another.
75. Which ones stand out to you?
I think the larger projects in the later stages of my career probably stand out just because of the significance of the Blind Slough Hydro project, you know, refurbishing that facility that's been in operation for over 100 years. And knowing how much that project has benefited the community since its inception, you know, being able to update that and know that those improvements will be in place for decades is very satisfying and will continue to be a fantastic project for Petersburg.
What would you say was the most impactful chapter of your career?
Well, by far, the most impactful to me was acting as the local incident commander during the pandemic. We had a unified command of our emergency operations center at the time, and it was just exhausting. And having grown up here and knowing so many people in town, it became fairly personal for me to try to protect as many people as I could. If COVID had hit hard here and spread rapidly, we didn't know what that would look like, and we didn't want to know.
Sounds like a heavy load.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But to get through the end of that effort, having put so much of myself into it, knowing the survivorship record that Petersburg had, it was very satisfying in that way. That was our role.
What would you say made the difficult parts of your job worth it?
Well, I think the people in the community, they're what make Petersburg such a great place to be, you know? So why wouldn't you want to do the best you can to either protect them or to carry a project to completion for them? That's who we work for. That's what municipal service is about, in my opinion, is we work for these citizens. They pay the utility rates, and we provide vital services that make their lives easier. I feel as though I've helped a lot of people in this community, and I'm proud of that. I feel good about it, and it's just somebody else's turn, you know, to step up and have that same commitment to serve and make sure things go in a positive direction for Petersburg.
How's the department looking now that you're heading out?
I am so happy with the setup of the electric department right now. Steve Harbor is the new utility director. He's been with us for a couple of years, and I love the energy that he has, that he's bringing into the position. Staffing is fantastic. They all get along very well and are very productive. And looking kind of back over my shoulder at Public Works Department, feel really good about that department. The people that work for the borough, they're all so important. Fixing power outages, highly important. You know, making sure the water is safe to drink, extremely important. Making sure the wastewater flows from your house to the treatment plant and then out, you know, into the Sound in the way that the regulators want it to be, very important. Picking up garbage every day and making sure that's processed in the right way, very important. Plowing the streets in the wintertime, removing that snow and ice and grading and fixing potholes and addressing dust issues, all that stuff is so important. And these are the things that I've managed and dealt with in my career, and the staff and their commitment to those jobs, you know, can never be understated. Those people that do that work every day, they want to help. They do it for a paycheck, but they do it, you know, because it has to be done.
At the end of it all, is there anything that you'd like to say to the people in the community who are listening?
I just thank you. Thanks for the opportunity to serve you for over 30 years. I hope that I made a difference in your lives. That was what I was shooting for.
That was longtime Petersburg Borough employee and utility director Carl Hagerman talking with Campus K's Olivia Rose. Hagerman finished his decades-long career on June 30th. Congratulations on your retirement, Carl. For Campus K, I'm Taylor Heckert.